Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins gave a coronavirus update late this morning. He talked about the increase of COVID-19 cases in the area and explained why the county needed to raise the alert level to code red.
Now, the current sharp increases that we're seeing is likely due to lax behaviors and cases coming from messaging that you're hearing about openings and mistaken beliefs on many people's parts who hear that or just have COVID fatigue and are just tired of this, that it's okay to get around more people outside of their home and have more contact. And again, the doctors are telling us that is a big mistake.
Judge Jenkins also talked about the reopening of businesses and schools.
Additionally, we're seeing some reopenings and just more and more people touching upon one another. For instance, our schools have reopened. I think the schools have done a good job in keeping our kids safe, but we do have cases coming from there as well. Now, we know as a community, we should be wiser now in what we do collectively. We know what works. It's not a time to return to our pre-COVID normal. It's once again a time to revisit those things that worked so effectively for us when we got those numbers down in the last time. And that's wearing that mask and avoiding those crowds, not relaxing and having more interaction with people outside your home.
He says if Dallas County does not get a handle on the rising number of coronavirus cases now, the winter is going to be rough. And Judge Jenkins is urging Dallas County families to skip public Halloween festivities, including trick-or-treating this year. He says that activity could lead to a super spreader event. The Denton County judge recovering from COVID-19, Judge Andy Eads, says the health department let him know he had been exposed back on Monday. He says he started noticing muscle pain and hay fever, and yesterday his test came back positive. Eads says his case shows the importance of listening to your body.
We encourage the mask wearing. We encourage the social distancing. We encourage all those best practices. And I've been following those since the beginning. And it can still happen to you. So it's really a good lesson. And everyone just being ever vigilant, listen to your body, listen to your health professionals.
Judge Eads says he started working from home and canceled public appearances after he found out he was exposed. So his only contact was with family members. He says his daughter wasn't feeling well yesterday. She is now home from school and being tested. Meanwhile, the North Texas Fair and Rodeo gets underway today in Denton. Organizers had to get local governments to give approval, and they had to come up with a detailed health plan to try to keep everyone safe as the pandemic continues. The fair's 9-day run continues through October 25th. There will be a rodeo tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday night starting at 7:30. There's also a full slate of concerts, carnival rides, cooking exhibitions, and competitions. In past years, the event has drawn about 100,000 people. The Texas unemployment rate went back up in September.
The Texas unemployment rate rose to 8.3% in September, up from 6.8% in August. At the peak of the COVID-19 pandemic in April, the unemployment rate was 13.5%, according to the Texas Workforce Commission. The commission says the increase was due to the civilian labor market force shrinking. More than 3.6 million Americans have applied for unemployment during the pandemic. Susie Solis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A man is locked up in Denton County after he called police to report two murders. The update from KRLD's Susan Darwin.
Investigators say Corey Washington called police to say he had just killed his girlfriend and her 18-year-old son. When police arrived at his Providence Village home near Aubrey, they found April Robinson and her son Donovan Fielder dead. Both had been shot to death. Investigators say Robinson accused his girlfriend of having an affair. He then grabbed his gun and a baseball bat, hit Robinson with the bat, then chased the teen into his bedroom and opened fire. Police say he then went outside and found Robinson, continued to beat her, and then stood over her and shot her. His bail has been set at over $1 million. He's facing a number of charges, including two counts of capital murder. Susan Darwin, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And a man who threatened McKinney police officers while he was on parole will now spend several decades in prison. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
37-year-old Michael Villasana was convicted of aggravated assault against a public servant and was sentenced to 40 years in prison. Last October, while out on parole for a federal gun charge, McKinney police responded to a domestic violence call involving Villasana. They talked Villasana out of the house, but he came out with a knife and threatened to stab the officers. Police took him into custody after shooting three beanbag rounds at him. Villasana's sentence was enhanced given his three previous stints in prison. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Sports, high school football continues tonight. You can get the full preview for this weekend at KRLD.com. The Cowboys don't play until Monday night when they host Arizona and Kyler Murray. And in the baseball playoffs, Houston and Tampa Bay play Game 6 in the American League today at 5:07. In the National League, the Braves and Dodgers play Game 5 in Arlington tonight at 8:08. Atlanta advances to the World Series with a victory.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.